Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to our 10 at 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes. Drop into your heart space. Naturally, just put your hand there until you can feel the gentle pulsing. We become so unconscious of all the wonderful work that our heart is doing. The circulating of the blood around our body, pumping it with its life-giving oxygen, and then extracting out the carbon dioxide. This organ is at the center of our being for a purpose. The more we can become conscious and get in contact with it and listen to it, it has more neurons, more intelligence than the brain. And yet we so give over to our intellect rather than listening to our heart. In times of stress and dis-ease, it only takes a moment to put our hand here and feel its gentle rhythm, and a reminder that we are not even conscious of beating our heart, and yes, it beats. So that which is beating it, that which is circulating our blood round our system, that which ultimately is expressing in every cell of our being, knows what to do in any given situation that is confronting us. Always, I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So I invite you, as you take the first of three deep breaths in, that you truly lower the diaphragm and expand the rib cage to take in as much of this life-giving, energizing, oxygenating breath as possible. Hold. And gently, slowly release every last drop. Take in your second deep, life-giving, renewing, restorative breath. Lower that diaphragm, expand that rib cage. As you take in your third and final deep breath, set the intention to be present in this moment. Hold. Gently, slowly release. Morning, I'd like to share with you from Nancy Merrill's Psalms for Praying, Psalm 24. The earth is yours, O giver of life, in all its fullness and glory, the world and all those who dwell therein, for you have founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers. Who shall ascend your hill, O gracious one? And who shall stand in your holy place? All people who have a clean hands and pure heart, who do not lift up their souls to what is false, nor make vows deceitfully. All these will be blessed by the heart of love and renewed through forgiveness. Such is the promise to those who seek love's face. Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the compassionate one may come in. Who is the compassionate one? The beloved, strong and steadfast, the beloved, firm and sure. Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the compassionate one may come in. Who is this compassionate one? The beloved, heart of your hearts, life of your life, this is the compassionate one. O Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of all that is, Heart of our hearts and Life of our life. As we consciously come into your presence at this time, remembering that only in each and every present moment can we know you, for you are the God of now, not the God of I was. I will be. So in this conscious moment, heart of our hearts, life of our life, we open up to allow you to truly express in and through and as us, as the perfect life that is your spirit, to express as the perfect love that is your love, to express the perfect peace, which is your peace. As we consciously remain in this moment, knowing that as we align ourselves with the truth of who you are and the truth of who we are, we experience the joy, the wonder, the love, the fulfillment of total being. Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, the ineffable mystery, the great intelligence of life. May we remain open in each moment to know that we are yours and that you are in us. That anything we can think, desire, require, need, it is already given. The teacher said, do not say that the fields are not white, for they are, but the harvesters are few. Let us continue to evolve and expand in consciousness to realize our oneness with you and all that you are, and all that you are is good. That is already prepared for us since the beginning of time and simply awaiting our consciousness to accept it. And as we accept this goodness, this grace that is unconditional and unceasing, may we share it with others in the world. For as we receive with one hand, we share it with the other. We are but inlets and outlets for all that you are. Let us continue to keep our hearts pure and our hands clean, and open up our consciousness, as the psalmist said, that the compassionate one, you, O beloved, may dwell within. For your infinite grace, for your eternal blessings, for your endless mercies, we are ever grateful. So it is. Together we say, Amen.
Amen.
Take a deep breath in as we do our prayer of protection. The light of God surrounds me.
The light of God surrounds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The power of God protects me.
The power of God protects me.
The presence of God watches over me.
The presence
of God watches over me.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
Wherever I am,
God is, and all is well.
And so, my beloveds, I wish you a most blessed and beautiful Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we meet again on Sunday for Rev. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Have a blessed and beautiful day.
Thank you.